May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Well, this Ash Wednesday, we begin a series of Lenten gospel lessons that invite people to encounter Jesus one on one. And what better way to start Lent than to come face to face with Jesus himself? In our passage from Matthew, Jesus is addressing the crowd in his famous Sermon on the Mount. And if there's anything we know from the Sermon on the Mount, is that Jesus is not making things easy, necessarily. In his sermon, we see Jesus opening the door to relating to God, not based on a bunch of unwieldy commands, but from a simple heart of love. Love for God, love for our neighbors. So Jesus doesn't add to our legal burdens like the Pharisees did, but he does demand a greater obedience from the heart. Jesus doesn't take an obscure law, for instance, don't boil a baby goat in its own mother's milk, and then begin to prohibit meat and dairy from being eaten together. So much for cheesesteaks, if you're keeping kosher, right? No, instead Jesus says our relationship to God and others has to come from a genuine place within our hearts. Not just duty, not just lip service. Look at how Jesus talks about the kinds of devotions that pious people of his day kept. Giving alms, praying, fasting. These are the same kinds of things that we still encourage people to do during Lent. But instead of advertising how religious you are, Jesus says to do these things in secret. Keep a low profile. Why? Because the spiritual reward isn't the notoriety of being publicly known as a pious person. No, we are rewarded with a closer connection to our Heavenly Father and a deeper appreciation of how we can show our love practically to others. Ah, but Father Lenny, we're just about to get some ashes on our heads, right? Isn't that a sign of public notoriety? Absolutely. That we are notoriously sinful. When the ashes are applied, the words that accompany it are, "Remember that you are but dust, and to dust you shall return." This stark reminder of our mortality is meant to help us appreciate our need to repent, to put bad actions and tempting thoughts away while the time is ripe. It reminds us that we can't save ourselves. Only one who has conquered death can free us from those mortal bonds. It reminds us that even our best efforts fall short of God's ideal for us. Even the people that we count good, godly, saints, they are all subject to the Lord's first defense against our ravaging his good creation, a limited lifespan. So far from being a sign of how great we are because, well, we went to church an extra day this week, the ashes remind us and others of our need for Jesus to rescue us from sin and death. Still, Jesus has so much better for us. a vital relationship with God and with our neighbors. So when it comes to our piety, the best thing is to keep from making a show of it. We shouldn't go looking for a gold star just because we filled out a pledge card. We shouldn't go around trumpeting just how committed a prayer warrior we are. We shouldn't offer dramatic displays of agony over an empty belly in order to gain some sympathy because you're fasting. Quite the opposite. If putting your piety on display makes you feel like a celebrity for holiness, then you're doing it for the wrong reason. You should be doing it because it trains you how to love God better, how to love others better. So today, meeting one-on-one with Jesus, you may not feel like it's a feel-good moment, especially if you think that you're somebody, religiously speaking. But if you've come to the service in a genuinely humble spirit, then Jesus' words are simply a friendly reminder before you start this season of intensified devotion. We can never earn brownie points for heaven through our rigorous spiritual discipline. We aren't being very spiritual if we're doing spiritual stuff for the sake of impressing others with how spiritual we are. Besides, what kind of love cares about oneself before the one for who is supposed to be the object of our affections? Jesus is kindly reminding us to enter into this season of penitence with our hearts oriented correctly, because it does no one any good if we begin Lent thinking that we're doing something in terms of devotion or service that is more for us than it is for God or other people. But the funny thing about that is, if you put Jesus first and others second and yourself last, you wind up with joy, Jesus, others, you. And not just a cute saying, but a living reality of joy. Jesus has your back. If your heart's priorities are right, whatever you do this Lent will wind up blessing you with an increasingly closer relationship with God. And of course, a closer relationship with those you show love to. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.